Guy de Maupassant, A Short Story Collection, An Introduction. Henri-René Albert Guy de Maupassant was born on 5th of August 1850 near Dieppe. Many have hailed Maupassant as the father of the modern short story, and with a canon of perhaps 300 to his name, many of which are superlative examples of the art, it's easy to understand why. Many were written quickly for money for the many publications looking for content with a recognisable name attached, and Maupassant seemed happy to provide them. Prolific and with a business sense lacking in most writers, he soon became wealthy and travelled, seeming to prefer his own company, to gather more experiences and ideas. His narratives and structures are tight and lucid, and his characters easily recognisable. There is a supernatural element to many of his stories, but it is yet another example of how he used this to bring into focus the worries and problems of the characters. As well as his short stories, he also wrote 6 novels, 3 travel books, and a poetry volume. On the 2nd of January, 1892, Maupassant tried to commit suicide by cutting his throat and was committed to the private asylum where he died on the 6th of July, 1893, at the age of 42.
The Piece of String by Guy de Maupassant. Along all the roads around Godeville, the peasants and their wives were coming toward the burg, because it was market day. The men were proceeding with slow steps, the whole body bent forward at each movement of their long, twisted legs, deformed by their hard work, by the weight on the plough, which, at the same time, raised the left shoulder and swerved the figure, by the reaping of the wheat, which made the knees spread to make a firm purchase, by all the slow and painful labours of the country. Their blouses, blue, stiff, starched, shining as if varnished, ornamented with a little design in white at the neck and wrists, puffed about their bony bodies, seemed like balloons ready to carry them off. From each of them, 2 feet protruded. Some led a cow or a calf by a cord, and their wives, walking behind the animal, whipped its haunches with a leafy branch to hasten its progress. They carried large baskets on their arms, from which, in some cases, chickens and in others ducks thrust out their heads.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?